one of the first men to farm this plot of land, used the nearby rock overhang to shelter his herd of hogs. Then he discovered someone else had been living there for over 10,000 years. The story of that intriguing piece of history is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. On Interstate 70 between Columbia and St. Louis, you'll see a sign for Graham Cave.
It's not a cave in the traditional sense of a cave where people envision going in and there's a lot of bats and being able to do spelunking. It's more of a rock shelter.
Don Fredrickson shares the story from Graham Cave State Park.
The cave provided shelter for the populations that were living here at the time, and its proximity to Luter River meant that it was a good place to have a hunting, gathering type population here.
In 1816, the first European settler, Robert Graham, bought the land from Daniel Boone's son, Daniel Morgan Boone. Graham's son used the cave to house a herd of hogs. However, he soon found artifacts that made him realize someone else had lived there long before he arrived.
The artifacts indicate that people were living in the cave more than 10,000 years ago. And it was during the period of time when glaciers were receding, populations were starting to move through this area of the United States. Of course, it wasn't the United States at that point.
Spear points, arrowheads, pottery, ceremonial objects, even axe heads. Many artifacts were found here.
There are other rock shelters located within the park that indicate that there was kind of a community. Artifacts have suggested that there was a continuous occupation for quite a long period of time,
perhaps dating back over 10,000 years.
In fact, this site was the first archaeological site that was actually given National Historic Landmark status in the United States.
The area around the cave is a diverse landscape of bottomland forests as well as sandstone and dolomite glades. It's an oasis that sheltered populations for centuries, today nestled in the forested hills along Interstate 70. Traveling the countryside in Danville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.